Well, the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is a yearly tradition, as is our chat with Jason Wonky from down at Wausau Homes in Medford. Jason, good morning to you. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joel. It's that time of year again, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's time for us to talk a little bit about the show, and also it's kind of our chance every year, Jason, to kind of talk with people a little bit about the housing industry. Year to year, as you know, Jason, it always changes. So, I mean, interest rates seem to be pretty favorable now, and I would guess, not knowing much about your business, I would guess that maybe this is a pretty good time for people to look at getting into that home through Wausau Homes, because anytime those interest rates are a little lower, that's always good for the buyer, right?
Right, it is. And especially this time of year, getting into the planning phase of the home building process, because nowadays it just takes longer to get through permitting and to get through plan design. And of course, you need more engineering nowadays to get through all these permitting processes. So you got to start a little early. And I always hate to see people waste this time of year not getting that going, because otherwise they realize that it just takes so much longer. And pretty soon you're not starting till August, you know.
Yeah.
But the interest rates have been, you know, they're okay. You know, you talk to the older generation and they always tell you about that time when they were 17% there was tough times out there, but we're still in pretty good shape. We could use them a little bit lower, but when they stay constant like this, that keeps building materials a little more flat. We don't see as much increase.
Sure.
So really is a good time.
If somebody's listening right now and they're thinking about getting into a home, or they're considering all their options, talk a little bit about that first meeting you have with someone, and then kind of, you know, the typical time frame that it takes, you know, from that first meeting to maybe get it done. That can vary quite a bit, but kind of talk a little bit about that. Somebody listening,
sure.
that very first visit and kind of what happens with you guys.
Sure. I always encourage people to come into our office, because what you can learn in 15 minutes in our office, just going through what's included, what's not, and the general process, puts people in such a good position. I feel like they come in and they're just tense. And in 15, 20 minutes, they're like, oh, that's all it is? Okay. Well, that's pretty easy. I can see how that process, that timeline works. So we come in, we go over what we call the site variables worksheet. It's basically a one-pager, very simple, that shows what's included and what's not. And essentially, it helps us get to where people want to be in their budget, because a lot of things like the septic and the lot cost, those are things we don't know, because most people come to us and, you know, initially we don't know their lot till we do a site visit. So generally, we encourage people to come in, take a look at their situation. We do a site variables worksheet to kind of give them an idea of what this project would cost, and kind of sets a budget for them. And then also, nowadays with technology, we just jump on GIS, take a look at, from a computer down, and take a look at the lot and land where they're at or their current building site from a satellite picture, and we can you know, we basically can move forward a lot faster. We can say, well, we haven't even been to the site, but these are your basics. We see where your driveway comes in, and we work through. But my big pet peeve is sometimes people go and look in a book and pick out a plan, and it doesn't really fit their lot that well.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say, you know, just hey, here are our designers once. Take a listen to their perspective, because sometimes they open up doors in people's mind of how you can make so much more out of that lot by just positioning rooms in the right way.
Yeah.
You know, and not to beat this to death, but we all remember the older homes, they always put the living rooms up front.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, people put their living rooms out back because they've got the deer, they got the golf course, or they got the lake, or they got the pond. Things have changed the way people lay out plans nowadays.
And, yeah.
And my guys are so good at site development. They just know this is a good way to do it, and they kind of work through. And sometimes people say, you know, I never thought of that. So I'm always encouraging people to come in and talk to my guys. Terry and Jeremy in my office, they've designed hundreds and hundreds of homes, and Terry specifically is a genius when it comes to site development. He understands the laser. He understands elevations, water movement on that lot. And he opens my eyes. You know, I've been doing this for many, many years, and he opens my eyes to this all the time.
So if we had somebody listening right now and they came and saw you tomorrow, what's a realistic time frame that person would be waking up in their queen size bed in their new home on their lot? Could that happen by the end of summer, by midsummer or so?
Oh yeah, yeah. The people that we're dealing with right now, they're the people that they're July, they're around July, middle July, July 4th. In fact, we always talk about it. You'll come home from your July 4th. Vacation or where you're at, and you'll be making lawn. Yeah. That's the people we're dealing with right now, because by the time we do design and engineering and go through that, then they take it to their bank. You know, sometimes that's one of the slower processes, just getting through the banking side of it. Mm-hmm. Cash buyers, a little faster. That moves along, as you can imagine, a little faster. But the people we're dealing with right now usually figure a month and a half for design, engineering, and full pricing. You know, we don't take a lot of guesses. We do all our homework up front. That way we don't have cost overruns. That's just not in our DNA.
Yeah.
We do our homework up front. We figure out, we have so many subcontractors we worked with for 30 years now, most of which the same people we have for 30 years. We know their pricing. They know our pricing. We put it all together and give a guaranteed price. So we typically say, month and a half for design engineering, getting things going. We'd start a basement after the permits. We'd probably start a basement month and a half, 2 months. And then from there, typically our smaller homes are running about 60, 80 days. Big homes, really the big homes with lots of options, more like 90, 120 days.
Very good.
And I will tell you that homes have been getting more complicated. There's just so many options out there on the internet. Sure. People come to us with that. I have one right now that's got three fireplaces in it. I always think, you know, three fireplaces. You know, that seems a little excessive, isn't it? You know, but that's what they want. We're not in the business to say no.
That's what they want. Know? Somebody wants a pink Jeep Wrangler, you get them a pink Jeep Wrangler if you're a car dealer.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So you're a major sponsor of the big home show this weekend. You'll have a little bit of stuff out there for the folks out there. I know you're always proud to support ventures like this and local economy, local business ventures, right?
I am. I just think this is such a wonderful program that Scott puts together. You know, this time of year, it's not like you're going to go out and do a lot of yard work. You can't do much. It's wet. It's a plasmatic state. Mud, anything you do, you got to do over again. So it's a perfect time to go over to the sports show and do some of that birthday and Christmas shopping. Get it done right away. Put it in the closet. You got it. You're done. You know, there's so many unique and interesting things there to see. I just can go there and just spend hours walking around looking, and usually I find something for the mother-in-law. You know that.
Exactly. Well,
she's a crafter.
Yeah, if people want more information on Wausau Homes, where's a good site to go to? Give us a contact there, Jason, if you could.
Sure. You go to wausauhomes.com, or you can always stop by our office on Design Center on Highway 13. A wealth of knowledge. There's always somebody in there between 9 in the morning and 5 in the evening. Monday through Friday, and they're happy. They love to sit down and discuss plans and pricing. And, hey, by the way, we've got 110 pre-priced, pre-designed floor plans. And those plans, we're not saying, hey, you got to have one of them. We use them as pricing models. So a lot of times people come in, we draw them a custom plan, and sometimes they say, well, how much would this cost? And we look and say, well, we'll figure it all out, but I know you want information right now, so we look and we say, well, that looks like our model VH22, similar square footage, bathrooms, bedrooms, all that. We can give them a really close estimate when you have 110 pre-priced, pre-drawn floor plans. That helps out. And I know my customers, they love doing those playing those pricing games. Sure. They look at it and say, hey, what does this one cost? What does this one cost? Yeah. What does this one cost? And I have fun with that because people want fast information nowadays, and I've set it up that way.
That's the way
we'll give
you
information.
WausauHomes.com. You can Google Wausau Homes Medford. It'll all come up there. Jason, it's always good to talk to you. Maybe we'll see you down there this weekend if you're around. It's always good to kind of get people updated on what's going on. And Wausau Homes and Jason down there, a great option for you. If you got an open piece of land or you're thinking about putting up a new dwelling, great folks to deal with. How long have you been doing this for, Jason? How many years? You want to admit to us?
Well, just so you know, I grew up in it. My dad made me quit Little League when I was 12 years old to start on the building and start building homes. But I've been doing it at a high level for the last 30 years.
Yeah,
and so we really tuned our horn.
Yeah. So you're young. I see. I'm doing the Little League and then plus 30. You're a young guy, Jason. Come on. You're a young guy.
Well, I like to believe that.
Yeah. Jason, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. I hope to see you down there at the home show this weekend, okay?
Thanks for everything you do, Joel. We'll see you down there.
Jason Wonky there from Wausau Homes Medford. Google Wausau Homes Medford or WausauHomes.com.